If you're a basketball fan, I don't need to tell you about the rite of spring called March Madness. You already know everything about brackets and the big dance and whether or not Bucknell ever had a chance against Kansas. But this season, while you're stuck to your TV set, you may not notice another kind of madness taking place. It's happening at your grocery store. It's the madness of trying to believe that we can hurry spring if only we'd buy the berries, melons, and tomatoes that grocers try to sell us months before their prime. First, the newspaper ads, in eye-popping color, lure us into a false sense of spring. Then the grocery store displays continue the charade. Those piles of produce look all right, but they taste all wrong. Those giant imported asparagus stalks are as green as clover, but as woody as kindling. A pound of dull and pulpy strawberries is buy one, get one free. Even that Carolina mainstay, the beloved blackberry, has already appeared, but it's traveled here from goodness knows where. Spring is a time of awakening, of possibility. If we hurry and devour too soon all the flavors it has to offer, by the time those fresh, local fruits and vegetables arrive, we're already bored and disappointed. We proclaim, you know, strawberries just don't taste as sweet as they used to, or you can't get good tomatoes anymore. For me, the last straw was seeing some imported watermelons arrive in the middle of March. Are we so anxious for spring that we'll leapfrog right over it into summer? Eating watermelon when you can still see your breath in the early morning chill is downright unnatural. So is making a tomato sandwich when the weatherman warns of a possible wintry mix. But if you can wait just a little while longer, the baby yellow squash will be as tender as you remember. Is the clock really ticking that fast? There's no reason to hurry your way through spring. One kind of madness in March should be enough. So give yourself a break, take a deep breath, and remember, everything needs time to reach its peak.